invoking the virial theorem to understand the impact of dry mergers on the dollar M underscore erm BH dollar dollar sigma dollar relation by Alistair W. Graham. While dry mergers can produce considerable scatter in the black hole mass, MBH, spheroid stellar mass, M asterisk, SPH, and MBH, spheroid half-light radius, RE, SPH, diagrams, the virial theorem is used here to explain why the scatter about the MBH, velocity dispersion, sigma, relation remains low in the face of such mergers. Its small scatter has been claimed as evidence of feedback from active galactic nuclei, AGNs. However, it is shown that galaxy mergers also play a significant role. The major merger of two S0 galaxies with M asterisk, SPH approximately 10 to the power of 11 M sun advances a system along a slope of approximately 5 in the MBH sigma diagram. However, a major E plus E galaxy merger moves a system slightly along a trajectory with a slope of approximately 9, while mergers of lower mass S0 galaxies with M asterisk, SPH approximately 10 to the power of 10 Emson move slightly along a trajectory with a slope of approximately 3. This produces a steeper distribution for the E and S E galaxies in the MBH sigma diagram, reported here to have a slope of 7.27 plus or minus 0.91, compared to the S0 galaxies which have a slope of 5.68 plus or minus 0.60. This result forms an important complement to the AGN feedback models like that from Silk and Reese, providing a more complete picture of galaxy, black hole, coevolution. It also has important implications for nanohertz gravitational wave research. Abridged. This was invoking the virial theorem to understand the impact of dry mergers on the dollar M underscore, erm BH dollar dollar sigma dollar relation by Alistair W. Graham.